and to enable members to cast their votes. The people are left lame-brained and dumbfounded about their representatives' supposed good deeds, which usually take the form of omnibus bills numbering in hundreds, if not thousands, of pages, and utterly clueless about the effects these laws have on their lives. Of course, that's the point. The public is not to be informed, but indoctrinated, manipulated, and misled. Congress also and often delegates unconstitutionally lawmaking power to a gigantic yet ever-growing administrative state that in turn unleashes on society myriad regulations and rules at such a rapid rate that people cannot possibly know of them either. And if by chance they do, they cannot possibly comprehend them. Nonetheless, ignorance, which is widespread and deliberately so, is no excuse for noncompliance, for which the citizen is heavily fined and severely punished. Not to be outdone, the current occupant of the Oval Office sees his primary duty as fundamentally transforming the United States of America. By this, of course, President Barack Obama did not mean a fresh allegiance to the nation's founding principles and a new respect for the Constitution's limits on federal authority, but the converse. He is more blatant and aggressive than his 20th century predecessors, but faithfully follows the footsteps of the most transgressive among them. The metamorphosis of the executive branch into an immense institution, exercising a conglomeration of powers,